Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Well, my name is Terry Kane. I'm the current CEO of Dixie Regional Medical Center. I'm 58 years of age. I'm here in St. George, Utah, with Ron Metcalf.
And I'm Ron Metcalf. I'm age 57. And you think back on the history of St. George, even reading about the pioneers that were sent here originally and all the hardships that they went through, and it was not a desirable place to live. I can remember when we came here, I was 12 years old, and it was in 1967. I can remember this was just a small community. It looked dry and desolate. As we came down here, we enjoyed the community and got involved in the community. My father had a local mortuary here. Back then, the hospital was known as Dixie Memorial Hospital. It was very small, maybe 12 beds. Don't even recall they had a little emergency room. I remember the driveway that went up to it with some stairs and then a long ramp. But back then, there was no ambulance service available in our area or county. It was just too small. And so they asked the mortuaries to provide the ambulance service simply because the mortuaries had the equipment, they had the vehicles, and had stretchers, you know, that they would use in their profession. And this lent itself to, you know, being able to, you know, help people when the need arose in an emergency. Being in my teenage years, it was exciting for me, you know, to go and help him. I remember going on a lot of situations and seeing a lot of things and having my eyes wide open, and it was quite interesting. Later on, my father got we used a station wagon, and he had some panels made on the side to cover the windows for some privacy in there. And later on, he purchased a resuscitation machine that would help people breathe and had to get certified on it. And that was big at the time. I don't think there was an EMT rating anywhere inside or just first aid training, I think, mainly what was provided. And, you know, we had kits and bandages and things that he got trained on. Later got a police radio in the vehicle, which, you know, helped with communications. And back then, that was cutting edge, back in the late 60s, early 70s, trying to do all we could, you know, to serve in the case of an emergency our community. I remember there was one time my father delivered twins and came home after that. Colin was all excited, you know, got him to the hospital, and they were okay, and it was exciting. But I also can remember some times where we would go on car accidents and other unusual circumstances where a man was shot and, you know, go pick him up and go on the vehicle accidents. And of course, it was fun as a teenager to go fast, you know, and the lights and the excitement of that. But when you got there and saw the accident, you know, it kind of brought the realities of life back home. But it was nice to see him, you know, and be able to help get those people to the hospital. You know, those were interesting times. What a contrast between now and then. You know, I remember a few times taking some patients in. One particular time, a woman that was pregnant, and we took her in, and later on recalled that she did not make it. And I, you know, how many people were not helped appropriately? How many people didn't even heal properly if they did heal? Because we just, you know, weren't a big enough community, didn't have the expertise and the ability to take care of people like we are today. Mm-hmm. You look at the pain and suffering that is resolved here at Dixie Regional Medical Center as compared to then, you know, there's just no comparison. It's like night and day. It's like we're very fortunate to have what we have here. So,
you know, Intermountain Healthcare took over in 1975. It's a not-for-profit system. And we've been working together, you and I, and our employees and physicians, to help, as you say, educate our community that we are not an average healthcare facility in a town of now up to 100,000. There's a lot of rural America between St. George and our next big city, Provo in Utah, which is some 350 miles to the north of us. And then Las Vegas, who is just a world apart, the way healthcare is provided there, at least today in 2013, is very different than what we experience here in Utah with the Intermountain system. The state of Utah in general is the number one state in the country for performing at the highest level of quality at the lowest possible cost. People go above and beyond what they need to do in order to take care of the community.
Makes a difference.
And so I think here not only do we have exceptional health care, but we have exceptional people. So I would like to thank you for your governance as our governing board chairman and for all the people in the community you represent. That gives us the opportunity to serve and to make a difference.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.